Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Wakefield. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey takes first base on ball four. Mayo moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mayo moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mayo scores. McCuskey scores. Wakefield moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks bunts towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Berardino covering, for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuillan moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a pop-up towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wakefield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Cullenbein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wakefield moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mayo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Berardino moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tebbets for a passed ball. Berardino moves to third. Dahlgren moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berardino scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Tigers. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Potter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tebbets for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-0 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-2 in the game. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Christman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christman moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Christman scores. Potter moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren scoops it up and throws to first, with Potter covering, for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McQuillan. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Wakefield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace pinch runs for Lou Finney. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Christman bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Grace moves to second. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Grace moves to third. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 2 in the game. Mancuso strikes out. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potter takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Grace now playing right field. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 3 in the game. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lake. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Lake steals second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dahlgren moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Dahlgren moves to third. Stevens moves to second. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is walked intentionally. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wakefield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Potter moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-2 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayo hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grace hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.